USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says the president didn't violate his constitutional and legal authority in dealing with Ukraine.
Asking a foreign leader to get to the bottom of issues of corruption is not a violation of an oath.
Sekulow's comments come as the Senate trial against President Trump continues. The president was impeached by the House last month for abusing his power and obstruction of Congress. Kobe Bryant's pilot received special permission to fly in the fog minutes before the fatal crash on Sunday. Air traffic control audio posted by live8tc.net contains a portion of the audio where the controller talks to the pilot about clearance for the special visual flight rules.
Helicopter 2 Echo X-ray approved, and are you transitioning in VFR condition?
VFR condition 1,500.
1,500 was the helicopter's altitude, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help. Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
Remembrances coming in from around the world on this International Holocaust Remembrance Day. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The world is marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's coinciding this year with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz death camp. Robin Axelwood is with the Holocaust Memorial Center in Michigan.
We focus on the Holocaust primarily, but there are so many other genocides in the world. And so we also consider it our responsibility to talk about those atrocities.
Stocks and airlines are one of the reasons the major stock indexes are down on Monday. The coronavirus outbreak in China is impacting all travel-related companies. American Airlines stock is down nearly 7%. United and Delta both fell around 5%. 5 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump continues on Capitol Hill, allegations by John Bolton that the president withheld military aid from Ukraine to pressure them into investigating political rival Joe Biden are unlikely to change any Republicans' minds, including Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia.
It really doesn't change anything. I mean, the issue here is how do we go about this process and taking the facts that the Democratic managers presented in the Senate. Did they make their case or did they not make their case? It's amazing to me, again, how we're having selective leaks at this point in time. I think it should be interesting to anyone how this happened. Remember, just right before the articles were voted out of the House, we had the Democratic's colleagues in the House actually talk about the Lev Parnas issue. It's always coming up at a moment in which, frankly, they're seemingly their case is the weakest. But here's the bottom line. Nothing in the what we've seen so far, and it's simply just leaked parts of this transcript, has changed the basic facts of what we're talking about. There was no conditionality. The Ukrainians did nothing for the aid, and they got the aid. I think the discussions internally on how that went about, this really doesn't change anything, except it goes back to show that if he is such a relevant witness now, why was he not such a relevant witness for the House, and why did Adam Schiff have to plead to the Senate to call people now because he was scared of them going to court?
Colin, speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.